Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I know I'm sounding really, really, really bad this morning. Excuse me. So I'm asking you to bear with me, and most of you probably can identify with the symptoms, but I'm not going to call it, because I don't want it to be what it thinks that it is. So in the meantime, I'm asking you to bear with me as we get through the show today. Father God, we just come this morning and we thank you, we honor you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to wake up this morning, another opportunity to serve you. But in serving you, Father, we must first ask, what is it that we can do for you today? And I think if we do that every morning, you'll give us a new assignment for that day, and we'll be covered and given all that we need to complete that assignment for the day. So Father God, I thank you for every mother and daughter online, every father and son that's listening, because that makes up the entire family. And Father God, we know that we're here to stimulate the minds of the mother and daughter, which will have a great, great effect on our future generations and the entire family, and therefore expanding into the world. So we thank you. I'm honored that you asked me to do this task, and I'm honored that you surround me with good Christian women that help me do my assignment better. Could not do it without them. And I love you, appreciate you, and here we go with another show. Thank you. God bless you. Everybody that's listening, I hope you all had great holiday, Thanksgiving holiday. And as we know, sometimes we get so caught up into the giving and excitement that we sometimes forget that the real Thanksgiving comes when we thank God for his Son that he allowed to go through such a traumatic experience to save us. And I think when it comes to Thanksgiving, that's the only thanks that really, really matters. We can get up and we can go through our day with thanking for this, that, and the other, material things and a meal. But the true thanks is the fact that Jesus died, put himself on the line, on the cross, so that we could be free and that we can live life and live it more abundantly, as they say, even as our soul prospers. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you are here on Blog Talk Radio, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. So, relax. Sit down, relax, and get your coffee or tea, whatever it is that you're going to drink, and call your friends. We have an exciting show today. I want to say to the listeners that we knew that we were gone. I'm going to have to get better at this thing so that I can I'm going to train some people for the first of the year, because things are changing, so that the radio program will continue to go even when I'm out of town. So you're going to have new hosts hosting starting next year, and I will be on, but I may not be the main host if I have a speaking engagement or something to do. So we're going to do that, enhance that, and then it gives you a variety, because, you know, people can hear different perspectives. And that's why we have our co-hosts, so that, you know, the ones that hear me and get it is one thing, but there's so many others. So the co-hosts, they reach a number of people as well. So God has got a mix here. And when you come on and you dial in 347-539-5078 and click once, you too become a co-host, because you'll be able to share your stories according to the topic that we're talking about on that day. And like I say, I see you I know that you're there, and I just want you to know that I appreciate you, whether you call in or not. You know, we all get our stuff different ways. We all receive information different ways, and nothing is going to be held against you because you didn't call in. I'd rather have you sitting out there listening, and I can see you listening because that pumps me up as opposed to nobody on the line and I'm talking. So, you know, I know you're there. I know you're listening. I know the Holy Spirit is going to reach you because you're not getting up on Saturday morning just to hear me. You're getting up because the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. So I just wanted to say that to let you know there's no guilt. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty in any way. But if you feel like it, and then next year you'll be able to text in. And I'm getting this thing down to the point where you'll be able to text in your questions, your answers, your statements, and not have to come online. Okay? Our stimulating topic this morning is dealing with help. I'm turning into my mother. Wow. Now that's powerful. Help, I'm turning into my mother. And you may say, well, I'm not turning into my mother. I'm different from my mother. My mother and I are nothing alike. Well, we got something in the middle of this message for you. Make you think about that. Anyway, I'll move on. I want to thank all the partners, all the people that are out there that are helping this ministry to grow, that are doing things that are behind the scenes. You know, every ministry goes through what it goes through, because anytime you have a ministry, you're pretty much looking at it like a business. It has the growing pains. It has things that come up, things that happen. Just because you're ministering doesn't mean everything's going to go smooth. Lord knows I can tell you some stories. But thank God things are coming together and we'll be able to rectify some of the pain and the mistakes that we've made. So if you're making mistakes and everything's not going as you think it should go, don't stop. Keep going, because that's the challenge. And like my daughter said to me the other day, I'll be so glad when I get past this. I said, well, and then it'll be something else, because that's called life. And the challenge is to see how well you're going to do in that particular situation. How are you going to handle it? You know that I don't make all the right decisions. I made mistakes. I got things out here I got to take care of. But how do you handle it? You know, you do the best you can, but you got to keep going. Because if you keep going and your heart is right, it's all going to come together. Because God says, what, you are victorious. So that is my motivational conversation and my intro conversation. You are victorious. And I know if I'm victorious, then I'm already a winner. So all I got to do is keep going. Anyway, for the new people that's coming on, you know, you can reach us at www.mdbn.org. That is our website. When you go there, you will find situations, things that are happening. The calendar will be put up for next year. And you can call us at 786-462-6470. We're going to have new numbers next year. Things are changing for the better. All right, let's see here. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher. And you're here at the roundtable, where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. I'd like to invite you also to go to www.AskDrBessieShow.com. That's AskDrBessieShow.com. Go there. You can listen to all the radio programs, the archives, the past shows, and you can also down to watch. You can see a trailer. It's an interesting concept there where the show. Just give you a little idea of one of the ladies that had 9 babies and all of them died, and she was determined to be a mother. Now, that to me is a woman of great faith. And she held on, even though that ninth baby died in her arm, lived for 4 hours, she still was determined she was going to be a mother. And she had the 10th baby, which was Sarah. That's all I'm going to tell you. Now you go look at the show. But I was going to tell you all of it, didn't you? Oh, I want to go and check it out. And you go into www.askdrbessieshow.com. It's askdrbessieshow.com. Thank you. Interesting, interesting times. We just got back from the cruise. It was very, very nice. I was a little tired, but it was a good cruise. For some of the listeners out there, you know, and some of you don't, my grandmother went home to be with the Lord, and we had her going home celebration a couple weeks ago. And I tell you, it was absolutely a wonderful homegoing. She was 97 years old, and she had a great, great life. Wasn't in the hospitals, didn't take up medications, a lot of medications. Stayed by herself, basically, until she was about 94, 95. And absolutely good spirit. Never heard her talk about anybody, gossip. I mean, just, I could just see it in her eyes. She was ready to go. 97 years old. So I said, go, grandmother, go. She had a good life. I'm going to miss her, but I don't have no regrets. Okay? Now let's look at what's going on now. Let's see what we got. We're coming to the end of the year. And the end of the year, we're ending up all of our programs. We will be placing the first week of December, we will be placing the cruise for next year online. All of the events for 2013 will be up by the 15th of December. The cruise will be up, the gala, all the events, so you can stop buying your tickets. And we decided to stop working ourselves so and stretch this thing out. So you can go on, tell your friends, stop paying on your trip, and we'll tell you where we're going. And it's definitely going to be fun, but it's definitely going to be educational as well. The true spirit of the mother and daughter cruise. So get excited about that, and know that we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about how we can increase and improve our relationships. Again, our topic this morning is help. I'm turning into my mother. All right. Let's see if my co-hosts are on today. I'd like to thank our friends that support the Mother and Daughter Faith Ministries, Florida Technical College, which have wonderful programs. I mean, if you want to go to school and you're not in school, it's nobody's fault but your own, because you can go to school if you want to. Call Florida Technical College. They're right down there on Pine Boulevard. Or you can give us a call. And we will help you get there. And so there's no excuse. Stop making excuses. If you want to do something, if you want to go to beauty school, nails, hair, barbering, it's nothing that you cannot do if you want to. It's just a matter of getting connected to the right people. It's done. So give us a call. 786-462, let me get back up here because I don't want to give you the wrong number. 786-462-6470, 786-462-6470. Want to go to school? Know somebody want to go to school? Give us a call. My co-host today, Sandra D., Cynthia Oliver, and Janice Paldo. I'm assuming they are online. I'm not sure. Let's see what we have here. I don't see. I don't think I see. I think I see Cynthia, but we'll see. The numbers sometimes, all the numbers start looking alike for me. But anyway, grab a pen, a piece of paper, and write down your thoughts. Then we're going to talk a little bit about help I'm turning into my mother. But before we do that, I just want to let you know that this whole year, the entire year, the Lord has placed heavily on my heart the words hidden secrets within the family. And I know people want to run away from that. They don't want to admit that they're hidden secrets. Come on. We know that they are. That's just life. I mean, there's hidden secrets in your own self. You know, you got stuff that you don't want to tell nobody. That's a hidden secret. So we all are human to some degree, but, you know, the spirit in us will let us know. We have a hidden secret. We've done so many topics. I don't want to go over them. But you can go back and look. It's just so many. The last conversation we had, it was mothers and daughters discovering the truth. And we talked about the dream that you have inside of you, that little dream seed that is inside of you that's just waiting to be born. A lot of us just carry that baby, carry that dream baby forever. We go back home with the dream baby. It's like the gift, the talents that God gave out. One person was so scared, he had one talent, he's just like, I'm going to hold on to this because you know what? If I put that out there, I won't have nothing because he didn't trust God. He just thought, I got it, I'm going to hold on to it. And that's like a lot of us. We have that one thing. We have that house. We have our car and our job and our benefits. And we think, oh, boy, I am set. And sometimes people look above you and think that they're better than you because they have those things in place. But if you recognize, for the last couple of years, the economy showed you something totally different. Because what? You can only depend on one person, and that's God. That's all. I don't care if you got a job, house, car, money. It can be gone like that. Look at Sandy. Sandy came through white people completely out. They had no idea that in 2 days or the day before that they would be gone. No house, burned down to the ground. So we never know. And we always, always gotta stay focused on the Lord. That's what we have to do in order to get through it. So, you know, my heart goes out to them. And you're thinking about, you know, how would it be, you know, I'm sitting here worrying about my little stuff. We create things. But if you want to be real creative, create that dream that's in your belly. That dream that's living inside of you. That won't let you sleep. It's constantly telling you, hey, hello, I'm here. I want to be birthed. You know, do that. That will keep you focused. It'll keep you on your journey. It'll help you go where you need to go. So when we're talking about a stimulating topic this morning, help I'm turning into my mother, the thing that came to my mind this morning when the topic came, it reminded me of a few years ago when we actually did a program called Help I'm Turning Into My Mother, where we brought mothers and daughters of all ages together. And I mean all ages. They range from age 8 to mid-80s. And the reason that I'm stating the ages is because most of the mothers and daughters that shared their similarities got stronger as they got older. See, they were saying, you know, I could see one or two things of being like my mother when I was in my 20s, and then I got in my 30s, and then I saw a little bit more. But when you get around age 40, stuff starts happening. Now, you ain't even talking about 50. 50, you really, you have more similarities like your mother than you can imagine. Now, what I want to do is to get, I want you to get a pen and a piece of paper. This is what I want you to do, I'm sorry. And I want you to write down as many traits that you recognize that are in you and your mother. Write them down, and we're going to talk about them. Now, a strange thing happened when I was writing this message this morning. It came to my mind that all three of my co-hosts did not share many years with their mother. Now, I didn't think about that, never put that together, until I was writing this message this morning. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. One of them was taken from her mother around the age, 18 months. And then after 40-some years, she got to spend, they reunited, she got to spend two wonderful years before her mother went home. The other one, mother died when she was a young girl, I think around the age of 9. Just suddenly, her mother went to the hospital. I mean, went to the doctor's and didn't come back from the doctor's office. Now, that really hit you as well. And to be young and to have that experience, that's got to be traumatic. And the other one, her mother died when she was a teenager. And I didn't realize they had so much in common. Now, I'm hoping that we can get more details, when they get online and start talking. They can share more about it than I can. But it just came up in my spirit. Wow, I didn't realize they were so close in similarities as far as their relationships with their mother. Now, I don't even know that, I'll make sure I say this right. As a mother and daughter, we all have similar traits. Now, I'm going to say something. I don't want you to get upset. And certainly, as folks say, don't email me, call me, or text me. I just want you to listen to it. Now, you may say, Dr. Bessie, I don't have any similar traits like my mother. I know. I've heard women say that to me. I'm nothing like my mother. And I often say to myself, if you think that you're nothing like your mother, is that really your mother? Think about that. Because, they really mean it when they say it. I'm nothing like my mother. I don't know if that's just want to be defiant, or if that's the reality, the way they see it, or is that the reality the way that it is? I hope you can follow that. Well, I would go as far as to ask you to check to see if the woman that you call your mother is your biological mother. Now, I know, I can feel you. What do you mean? No, I'm saying seriously. Check to see if the woman that you call your mother is your biological mother. Because the words of God says that a seed will produce after its own kind. Now, I didn't say that. God said it. So, if a seed reproduce after its own kind, that means it's got to be similar. There's got to be something that you can see. So when people say you look like your mother, you talk like your mother, you should say, wow, good, thank you. Because that lets you know, that's my mother. I don't have to go do DNA. That's my mother. Now, we can take this from another perspective. Because look at an apple. Now, apple comes with reproducing seeds inside of it. And when that seed reproduces itself, that seed is going to look like, smell like, taste like, shape like, and the same color tone as the mother apple. Yes, I said mother apple. Mother apple. How do you get a mother apple?
because all seas carriers are females. That's right. All seed carriers are females. So the apple has the seeds inside of it. And when those seeds are replanted, it's going to reproduce an apple. Looks just like that mother apple. Now, you know, something just came to my mind when I said, check to see if the woman who raised you, if she's your biological mother. I think some of you probably had a problem of that statement. It's kind of came up in my spirit. So I will tell you why I said that. Because most of us have heard the saying, mama's baby and papa's maybe. Most of you heard that, indicating that mama knows it's her baby because she carried it. Papa don't know. He only knows what mama told him. And therefore, again, family secrets. A lot of children are raised by people that they think are their parents that are not. I'm not trying to stir up anything, but I want you to think. This is help I'm turning into my mother. Now, it indicates that the mother is the only one that knows, and the father, who's the real father of the child. Now, I've been in business doing this thing in psychology for a while, a long time, and I've heard many, many stories. Many of them have dealt with daughters finding out that the woman that raised her was her aunt, her grandmother, her cousin, her sister, and even sometimes a neighbor. Now, that shouldn't be shocking to the most of you, because most of you can think of someone that was raised by an aunt and later find out that they thought that was their mother. I think that we all, you know, have heard of someone in that case. And most times, those cases come from teen pregnancy cover-ups. You know, when the child gets pregnant at a teenage year, they send them off to the aunt in another part of the country and another state. They have the baby, and then all of a sudden, the mother will claim the baby as her own so that the child, and raise the child as her own. And the child discovered that the person that they thought was their sister was their mother. Had a case like that with a young lady I was working with. Beautiful young man. And he kept saying, that's not his mother. The grandmother was not his mother. The mother was not his mother. It was his grandmother. And the young lady that was his sister that really hovered over him and protected him. And, you know, everybody knew how she would just cuddle him and they're so protective. And he said, yeah, that's because that's her baby. One thing about a mother's going to take care of their babies. Even in the animal field, there's a special kind of connection. And I don't care what you say or do. That's a connection that cannot be broken between a biological parent and that child. So there again, teen pregnancy cover-up is another hidden secret. Now, a daughter will recognize her mother no matter how long they've been apart. Even a daughter will recognize her father or her daddy when she's never met him in her entire life. And so one day he shows up and she's 18, and she knew from a glance that that was her father. No one had to tell her. It's just one of those things. You didn't have to get DNA. You just know. So why did I say if you don't look like, you're not shaped like, you don't talk like, you don't walk like, you don't sit like, you don't eat like, or you don't act like the woman that you call your mother? Well, you get the point. You might want to check it out. So, help, I'm turning into my mother. What are your motherly identifying traits? That's what I want you to write down. That's what I want you to share with us today. Now, I'll tell you mine. I look just like my mother. I can go home. I don't care. It's a small town in South Carolina. They'll say, that's Pearl's daughter. You Pearl's daughter, aren't you? Lord, Pearl is not dead until you leave here. If I had a dollar for every time I've heard that, I'd be like, oh, okay, thank you. Because, I mean, when I was little, I couldn't get by with anything. They knew whose daughter I was. And I have ways like my mother. Some good, some bad. So that's the way it is. I'm working on them. One being patience. You know, my mother had very little patience. You know, and I used to say, Lord, I don't want to be like my mother when it comes to patience, you know. And I'm much better than I was. Thank God for Jesus. But, you know, you have to recognize where your faults are and what you need to work on and the things that you're doing good at. That's what I'm working on. I'm much better than I used to be. Thank God for that. And, you know, certain things that she did, certain habits of not trusting people, you know, don't let your husband know the money that you have, keep some for yourself, you know, secrets. But we mold and shape the personalities and the minds of our daughters from our secrets, and therefore it transfers down from one generation to the other. And then I find myself saying things that my mother say that I thought when I was a child, I'll never say or do those things to my child, my daughter. Guess what? I find myself raising my daughter just like my mother. Only thing is, less whippings. I think I used to get a spanking every day. But if you ask my mother, she would say no. But I was the one getting the spanking, so I could justify it. You know? Look at the older that you're getting, how closely you get to that seed that was planted. And I know that Pearl was my mother. I know that. There was too many similarities. There was that connection. She raised me, of course, and always wanted to be, you know, when every mother wants to be better than their mother. You know, when I had my baby, I said, I'm not going to do it her way. I'm going to do it my way. I didn't like the way she did this, so I'm going to change that. And, you know, you're just new. Everything's new. And so you have all this, all these ideas. But your mother come in, and they bring their stuff when the grandbaby comes. My mother came in, took the dog that I had, gave it away before I came to the hospital because she decided that, what, the baby didn't need to be in the house with the dog. Did she ask me? No. She took it, made a decision. Kind of glad afterward, but I didn't like it in the beginning. But what I try to do and what I do very well is that when I go to my daughter's house and my daughter and son-in-law's house, I go in like I'm visiting. I don't go in there changing around the furniture and telling them what they should and should not do because they are my children. No, I changed that. Now, my mother used to tell me, this is what you're going to do, because I said so. Even when I was in my 40s, she still was telling me what I should do and how she wanted me to do it. And I would do it because that's the way I was raised. I couldn't say no to my mother. Now I have a daughter, and we look alike. We sit alike. We walk alike. Talk alike. Laugh alike. And the similarities just can go on and on and on. However, if you ask her now, she may say something differently. But, of course, she cannot say we don't look alike, because everywhere she goes, people will say to her, you are Bessie's daughter. You look just like Bessie. Are you Bessie's daughter? You know, they see it And then sometimes they think that she's me. Now, that's a whole different story. She's on the line today. She can tell you about that. That thing just gets to her when they say, she might tell you the story about the people that thought I was acting real funny. And it wasn't me. It was her. So I'm going to open up the lines, and we're going to talk about help I'm turning into my mother. And the way that we turn into our mothers is through our thoughts and our words. So as I say to you mothers and daughters out there, trust God, have faith in his word, and watch your world manifest through your thoughts the way that you want them. Because your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions will create your reality. So if you don't like where you are, you simply change what you say. Because God says what? As a man thinketh, so is he. So, we think, act, and walk like our mothers. Let's see, who do we have here? Oh, my first guest. Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Interesting topic this morning, especially since I got up this morning and was getting ready to wash my hair, and I had all my hair combed back, and I just looked at my face without my hair, and I said, Lord, I look just like Mama. So I know that there are some, you know, similarities and traits that you just can't get away from.
Yep. And what about the lady that when you were in South Carolina at the funeral? Tell that story.
Well, I was at a funeral, and these two ladies in South Carolina saw me walking by and talking to people, and I noticed they just looking and kind of rolling their eyes at me. And I thought, well, what is wrong with these ladies? And so I heard one of them as I walked by said, well, she's just walking around and not even speaking to anybody. And I turned around and I looked at her, and I knew immediately that I didn't know her, but she thought she knew me. So I figured she must think I was you. So I said, who do you think I am? And she said, I know who you are. And I said, no. I said, you think I'm Bessie? And she said, yeah. And I said, I'm not Bessie. I said, I'm Angie. I'm Bessie's daughter. And so then she was just like, oh. So I know that probably makes you feel good, but to me, I'm like, you know, there's a 21-year difference in age here. How do you, but I know they haven't seen you in a long time, and so they probably had you pictured in their mind. You know, we know how we freeze people, you know, back in the, when the last time we saw them or whatever, but at any rate, I had to let them know, no, I'm not Bessie, I'm Angie, so.
Yeah, that's why I said a few minutes ago, you know, some things are good for me, but they're not good for you because you're saying, how in the world that they think that I'm Bessie and there's 21 years difference between me and my mother?
Right.
The mind is a powerful thing, and it's a terrible thing to waste. See, people, they snapshot you, and probably the last time that they saw me, I was in your age range.
Uh-huh.
And that's all they could think about. And
yeah. But well, I do that too. You know, I see, in my mind, especially with children, you know, maybe that I taught at church or whatever, I put them back to where I remember them as teenagers, and now they're grown people. And so, yeah, I can see that's easy to do.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that we look so much alike. See, that's the thing, you know, with mother, we look so much alike. So there again, it just slides right in there. But what other traits do you see?
Sometimes I may be a little impatient. Not as bad. I guess that probably comes more with age, but not as bad. I think that would be one of the traits that we got from grandma. And that's basically, I mean, that's from my perspective, those are the two biggest ones.
the hidden the trust issues.
Yeah, that is something that we definitely got from Grandma. Yeah, we have problems.
Working on those trust issues, you know what I mean?
And
the power of control. You know, we ain't gonna take Pearl out there too for today. But you know, for the audience, we just want you to know that we go through the same thing that you all go through. Mothers and daughters, there's no perfect relationship.
Right.
And you know, you work on it day by day, but whatever you do, just know that your daughters are going to do what you do. You know? And no matter what they do, you look at them and want to kill them, you know, because they're doing certain things. Just think back. Did you do anything similar to that? You know? Because they had to have gotten it from somebody. So we have to be careful with what we do because it will reproduce after its own kind. Now, that's the word. Well, I thank you for sharing this with Angela. When I was thinking about it, and just for the audience, I don't want you to think that we planned this. It's just that I was writing it, and then I was thinking about my mother and the similarities that we have and looks and talks and acting like and all this stuff, you know. And then I started thinking about Angie, and I thought about the lady that you were talking about that thought you were me at the time. And I thought, you know, I used to feel like, golly, I'm tired of them telling me I look like my mother. And where I go, you look just like Pearl. You Pearl daughter, aren't you? I'm like, wow. But then later on, it dawned on me, that's a compliment. Because that's my mother. That means that what? I'm reproduced after her. That's the kind. So with that, I was writing, and then Spirit told me to call you to make sure you were on the line today, because I knew you all have a project on Saturday mornings. And when I called you, you said you would call me today. I just said, wow, I look just like mother. So it was like my mother. So it was destined to be. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, just look at it and say, hey, this is how good I'm going to get. You get better in time. That's all I'm going to say. Have a good day. You got something wonderful to look forward to. Bye. Love you. Okay. Can we have another call out here? Let's talk about help. I'm turning into my mother. Good morning. Good morning. Is Janice?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am fine. We were talking about help. I'm turning into my mother. Did you get to hear the show this morning?
Yes, ma'am. We were sitting here listening to it on speaker, and I had to use my phone to call in.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't see you on there, so I just saw you pop in.
I was just listening to what really caught my attention, where you said that you reproduce after, you know, the daughter reproduced after the mom. And my mom went home to be with the Lord when I was 9 years old. And so my grandmother took me and my sister in, and she raised us. And we, you know, when I think about it, we have a lot of her traits. Growing up and even that follows. Now, unfortunately, some of this young generation, like my daughter, she doesn't care about cooking, where my grandmother raised us to cook and to clean. And she was just one of those persons that, you know, it didn't take a lot to please her, but she believed in, especially around this time of year, she believed in fellowship, she believed in family. And she was her and my aunt that also helped raise us. They were the type of people. They didn't go out and get in debt to buy gifts, and they would take time and get in the kitchen and put love in what they did and prepare cakes and pies and apple cider. And they would give things like that as gifts, and they were givers. And that is one thing that I really got from her, to be a giver, and it blesses me to be able to bless people. And I hear a lot of ministers say the saying, blessed to be a blessing, but that term or saying goes way back. You know, it's not nothing new, because when you're a giver, you are blessed to be a blessing. And those are things that I got and I pulled from her, because I enjoy giving. It blesses me. You know, if I find out something about a person, that I can bless them, and I just keep it in my mind like my grandmother did, or my aunt, and my aunt. They were just givers, and I just think that was one trait that I really got from her, got from both of them, because they helped raise me and my other sister. But I love to cook, just different things like that that spilled over into me from them. But I'm just believing God, one day my daughter would take up those traits like cooking. She's getting better. But just things that this generation don't realize that are precious, and that means more than the things of now, if I'm making sense.
Well, did you actually put her in there, your daughter, in the kitchen, and tell her to cook something? Did you do that?
I would try and to get her to come in, but she really wouldn't be. She wasn't interested. For things like that, it never just dawned on her. Maybe now, once we get together and maybe spend some time together, it'll interest her more now. But at that time, my grandmother had me. And that's another thing that's very important, what you just asked me, did I? And no, because when I asked her, I tell her she didn't want to, she wanted to read or whatever, I just let it go and go ahead. Whereas my grandmother didn't tell me, she would tell me, all right, come and do A, B, and C. And that's what I knew, I better get up and go do A, B, and C. And it made me a better person. But, you know, a lot of times trying to please them and keep peace, you just kind of let it go. But let them just say, well, okay, do I have to? And their heart's not in it. So you just, I didn't want to force her, knowing she didn't want to do it. But a lot of times my grandmother told me to do something, I didn't want to do it either, but I knew I'd better do it.
Yeah, because see, back in the day, when we came up, you know, the parents raised the kids, and then they got, so now everybody's, you know, going to the point, not everybody, a lot of people going to the point where, oh, well, I don't want to, she don't want to do it, and this, that, and the other, and they have too many choices, and they miss out. But the good thing about it is that you can learn how to cook and get a flavor and a taste for cooking at any given moment, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Come out chef ever. It's just
right.
When she's ready to do it. Because when my daughter got married, her husband said to me that he could cook, my son-in-law, because his grandmother is one of the greatest caterers, you know, I've known. And he worked with his grandmother, and so he could cook. And he told me, he said, I didn't know she couldn't cook when I married her. I said, yeah, but you told me you want her as is. Tell me, she couldn't boil water. And so I started laughing, and it dawned on me. I said, wow, I don't know, it hit me. She never really had to cook. Her father was a great cook. Her father was a great cook. He cooked. When she wanted something, he'd get it and he'd cook it up for her. And I was a cook. I was a good cook. So we were always cooking. Me and her dad, she didn't really have to cook.
Right.
And when she got married, it dawned on me, and I told him, I said, you know what? She really never did have to cook. Now, my mother would tell her, come and let grandmama show you how to do this, that, and the other, you know, making cakes and things of that nature. But she really never really had to cook. But I can say one thing. She's got it down pat now. She can cook anything, and she's an excellent cook. So, you know, timing will do it when they're ready to do it, you know?
Right, but, yeah.
We don't realize how we, like you say, we were told to do it. That was it. You didn't have a choice.
That's right. That's right.
You didn't have a choice. But I want to ask you one question, because you remember your mother. And at 9 years old, what is the one thing that you remember about your mother that you still see that's prevalent in your being as a woman today?
She was a loving person. She was a caring person, and she, from what I can remember, she was a person. She was just a loving person, and she would just a lot of times just tell me and my sister. I can remember her saying that one day she wanted to, because we lived in an apartment, and I can remember her saying that how one day she wanted to get a house and how she wanted to come. We were in New York, and how she wanted to come to South Carolina and let us meet her family. But I can just remember her sitting by our bed a lot of times just telling us how much she loved us and how proud she was of us. If we were sick, she would sit there. I remember I had the chicken pox and I had them so bad, and I was a sickly child, as they used to say. I had asthma all the time in the hospital and just couldn't breathe. And she would just sit by my bed and hold my hand, you know. So she was just a loving person, a person that was really snatched from us unexpectedly. She went to the doctor for a common cold and had a massive heart attack. So, you know, we really just, it was just a devastating time at that age. So, but that is one thing I can always remember, how much she loved us.
Wow. And that's what you will carry for the rest of your life. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. All right. Well, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
All right. You have a great day. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. See, that's how you never know who's listening. You know, people are listening on their computers, and they're all over the world. And you, just because I don't see your number on here, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. So thank you. Anybody else want to talk about the traits that they recognize? Do you recognize something or say something about your mother? This is a time of Thanksgiving, the spirit of Thanksgiving. I mean, why not give thanks to the person that brought you into the world? Why not? Oh, 1 second. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So, enjoying the conversation?
I know. I'm enjoying the conversation, too. I tell you, this thing about traits, I'm discovering things about myself, my daughter, my mother, and my family.
Wow. Well, I'd like to point out, first of all, that I was on the cruise, my daughter and I, and we had a blast of a time. And I just want to urge everybody, I mean, this is a wonderful time to bond. I've been on several cruises, and this is the first time I went with my daughter. And I was also able to bond with my niece. So it doesn't have to just be your daughter. Bring your niece, your cousins. I mean, bring all the females you can gather up, because once they go one time, they're going to want to go again and again. And we were almost in tears because we had so much fun. And on the last day, the fun was going to end. But we bond, we dance, we took pictures, we ate, we just celebrate, and I just can't wait for the next one. So I just like to urge everybody, you know, we all deserve this. Save your money, put your money down, insure your money, get your vacations in, and come on and let's have a good time, God's willing, in November.
Thank you. And Dorothy is going to be our coordinator for next year's cruise. So she and Janice out in Atlanta, they are coordinating the cruise. And I'm sure Angel is going to be in there and Naja.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I said yes. And my other daughters, she can't wait to come this time. She couldn't come
She's got to come. We had a great, great time. And I know just that time alone, it brought your relationship up the scale. It had to, you know, brought you to a different level. Because what we don't do a lot of time is spend that quality time. And on the cruise, it gives you time to spend the quality time because you don't have to be running, getting in the car, going here, making decisions. You know, the food's there, the entertainment's there. You just do it, you know?
So
I'm excited. We possibly going to meet this weekend, I think, and talk about where we're going next year. It's going to be exciting, exciting. Got some people here ready to go. They love the fact that they have a year to pay for it, so get ready.
I'm excited already.
I know, that's right. I want to ask you one question.
Okay.
What's the one trait that you remember from your mother? I know you were very young before your mother passed, but can you remember one thing?
Oh, yes. I remember playing on the fire escape with a boy and my dad. You know, being very strict as he was throughout my life, she would always tell us, you know, we could play with the little boys on the fire escape. But when he came home, they had to, like, go down the fire escape and go back home. So I remember that. And and one more thing I'd like to point out, that I remember her taking us to this big factory where you could buy doll baby clothes in New York.
Oh.
And, yes, she would take us there and we, you know, go buy a doll baby clothes for a doll baby. And she was a loving person. And a lot of people say, I'm just like her. They say,
no,
I'm slow like her. I look like her. But all the good things, they say I was like her. So I guess I got all my bad stuff from my dad, because all the good things, they always said, you know, you're just like your mother.
Okay, now we're going to slam dunk dad today, right? That sounds good. This is a good time for recognizing, you know, the Thanksgiving of the person that planted the seed and the person that carried the seed and the delivery process. So we thank God for it today. And I look forward to meeting with you guys about the cruise. I think it's going to be exciting. And I'm going to be an honored guest. I'm going to let y'all run it, handle it, and put together a team of people to make it happen. And So I'm excited. All right. Thank you so very much. You have a great day. Love you.
Thank you. You too. Love you too.
Oh, God, excuse me. Thank you guys for putting up with me today. I know I sound terrible, but you know what? I feel good. Just hoping that it didn't really bother you that bad for the scratchiness of my voice. But I hoped you got the message to embrace all of the traits that you have from your mother. Improve on the ones that you can. Love the ones that you have that you think that are good at the moment. And just keep working on it, because we are a work in progress. We will not finish this process until we get home. So don't beat yourself up. No mother is a perfect mother. No daughter is a perfect daughter. But we can work very hard to increase a bond in our relationship by one thing, always watching the words that we use, because the words are the weapon that can make or break any relationship. Use your words carefully, watch what you say, and you have a blessed week. Love you guys. Bye-bye.